No filters, no apologies, just real conversations where we learn, we laugh, and we level up. This is Parties Over. Externally, I wanted to look a certain way, but internally, I wasn't happy. I've had so many procedures, so many treatments, more than I can count. I had to learn what a narcissist was when I realized I was married to one.
You've reinvented yourself, and now you're on a new chapter and a new journey.
I'd like to incorporate a little bit of my story as well on the show, but I'm also interested in learning other people's stories. I want the viewers in my show to walk away feeling great about themselves, feeling empowered. No filters, no apologies, just real conversation where we learn, we laugh, and we level up. Party's over, my friends. And now Spill It, where we answer your questions and nothing's off limits. Here's one we just got. I stayed in a relationship for years, even though the red flags were there from the beginning. Now that it's over, I keep wondering, did I waste my time or was this just a life lesson?
I think it's your journey.
I think it's both.
I think you can't regret. I really think I'm a firm believer and whatever the universe has in store for you will happen at the right time. Like, for instance, with me, of course I had failed relationships. I was 32 when I met my husband, right? Or 31. So for years, I had relationships that didn't work out, but I would have probably not met my husband had I not been in those other relationships. And really, I probably wouldn't have appreciated him if I had met him in my 20s, right? Like, think about it that way. Like, all these women that don't appreciate the men they're with because they didn't have to go through the trenches when they were younger. Like, now, look at yourself. Like, I think that there might be guys that you would have never given the time of day.
Never.
Before. But now, don't you feel like you appreciate kindness more than you would have 20 years ago?
Yes, 100%. If I hadn't gone through the 27 years that I went through, I definitely wouldn't appreciate any of the nice guys that I've met, you know, along the way. Now, I've met a bunch of extensions of him along the way, but I'm also meeting nice people as well. And I definitely would not appreciate a nice guy.
Yeah, so I don't think you should ever say that it was a waste of time.
I mean, I feel like for me, I should have left in 2009, which I didn't. And I say that all the time. Like, that was my lesson to learn that, you know, your life is short and that you do have to make decisions, you know, at certain times and not make decisions to stay in a toxic relationship like I did because of fear. And that's exactly
and
what I did.
Coattailing on that, I think that if you're currently in a bad relationship and you know it's bad, you should go. Don't just stay in it because, you know, Sandra and Vita said they don't regret old relationships. Don't do that. I think, like, if you're currently in a bad relationship, you should definitely end the bad relationship. But I don't think you should sit there and be angry at yourself.
Don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hindsight's 20/20.
Because I've spent a lot of time thinking, like, I made the biggest mistake. I should have left when I know I should have left.
No, I don't think you did. I think you needed to exhaust it. I really do.
I mean, I exhausted it pretty much.
You exhausted it. But I think you needed to. And I think a lot of people maybe wouldn't agree with me. But I think knowing you, and you are an overachiever, I think if you had not exhausted it, there'd always be this, like, little piece of you that would be like, oh, should I have left? And now you know.
Now I know.
So
it exhausted itself.
Exactly. So don't hate on yourself for saying.
No, definitely not.
The universe always works itself out.
That's 100% correct. If these conversations help you see your patterns more clearly, take a second to subscribe and share Parties Over with someone who needs the same wake-up call. Subscribe, share, and keep the questions coming. Nothing's off limits here.